From health and wellness to education,
we need to be thinking about what it takes for students to succeed.
From art and politics to social issues of the day,
we have young Black males who are thriving in their communities and who are being shown as leaders.
The journey is what matters.
I would say to all of us, we can be better than we are.
Let's join Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, president of Howard University, and his guests as they take steps on the journey.
Equal justice under the law, and the role of social engineers in making it happen. That's the commitment of our guest today. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and our conversation on the journey is with Professor Danielle Holly Walker, Dean of the School of Law here at Howard University. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're the newest addition to the decanal leadership here at the university. You've been here with us since July, and I hope you're settling in well.
Yes, I'm settling in very well.
Professor Holly Walker came to us from the University of South Carolina School of Law, where you had a major impact in South Carolina. Just to mention a couple of things. One is the University of South Carolina Educational Foundation Service Award for performing significant service to the university and the community. And the school, the South Carolina Law School's Outstanding Faculty Member Award twice. So clearly, you feel very strongly about education.
I do.
Tell me a little bit about your philosophy about legal education today in America.
Yeah, so you know, legal education is in a very dynamic and some would say a challenging time. We've experienced about a 25% drop in applicants. And I think what it's causing law schools to do is really think about the future of legal education and where we intend to go from here. And I think for me, what that's meant is really thinking about, okay, what do we need to give students to get past that first hurdle of passing the bar, but more importantly, to prepare them for the practice. And I think that's where legal education is going, is really being that bridge to practice and giving students a lot of practical experience on top of all the theoretical and critical thinking skills that we give them, but really focusing on how do we make them the best practitioners they can be when they get out. And that includes not just kind of just the basic legal knowledge, but also how do you build clientele? How do you work well in teams? All of the practical things that are needed to get out and be a great lawyer.
Well, I'm sure your Thanksgiving dinners and Christmas dinners and so on are going to be very interesting.
Yes.
Your father is the current dean at Texas Southern University, and you obviously are very steeped in it. I don't know of another father-daughter connection in the country where both are deans at the same time, but what has that been like?
Yeah, it's interesting. My father has been a law professor my entire life. He joined the faculty at Texas Southern Thurgood Marshall School of Law when I was about 4 years old. And so I really grew up in that law school. And so when I talk about the places of my childhood, I talk about school, kind of the school I went to, but also Thurgood Marshall was really a huge center for me of my development. And my dad obviously has been a big influence on my life. And my mom jokes that she was a professor too at Texas Southern. She was an accounting professor. But she jokes that my dad and I can never stop talking shop. We talk shop all the time. So, yes, he's a huge influence. And we have each other to bounce ideas off of and think about everything from how we deliver classes to how we best prepare students for the bar. So he's a huge help and a great influence in my life.
You know, as we open talking about social engineers, the DNA of Howard University is social justice, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
And as we look at today's society and some of the things that have been occurring, what is the perspective that you want your current law students to be taking as they look at the impact that these changes are having?
Yeah, I think, you know, Howard Law School has always led the fight for social justice. And when we think about the civil rights movement and the things that powered the civil rights movement forward, we think about Thurgood Marshall, we think about Charles Houston, we think about Oliver Hill, all of the great graduates of our law school. And right now, I think, is a very critical moment, obviously, with the challenges that we're seeing coming from Ferguson, from the Eric Garner case. What I want to see our students do is, number one, get their education solidly underneath them. Charles Houston strongly believed that you have to be both activist and also excellence in the classroom. And so that's what I tell our students, is you need that solid knowledge of all these legal matters. You need to know the ins and outs of grand juries. You need to know how the law works in terms of probable cause and what is force that is proper for the police to use. When you have that solid educational base, then you can go out and change the law. You need to know what the law currently is, then you can go out and change the law. And our students have that that passion for what they do, and I think the leadership qualities that are necessary, because that's the other thing that we need is for them to have the leadership qualities to be able to go out and lead the organizations that are going to change the law, improve the law, make the world better.
Now, obviously, before they get to law school, there's a lot of preparation prior.
Absolutely.
How is that landscape looking today from your prism, and what are the things you think can be done to improve what the pipeline to the types of lawyers that you're trying to create needs to be?
That's a great question. I think one of the things that we see most challenging for our law students is writing. I think writing skills and the ability to critically read and to be able to effectively communicate. And what we've seen is that a lot of colleges and universities are facing having high numbers in a lot of their classrooms. And so the ability to give writing assignments and feedback on writing is less and less for students, I think, as they come through elementary, secondary, and then through their college education. So by the time they come to us, we spend a lot of time working on writing skills. So I would tell any student who wants to come to law school, any student who wants to go to professional school, really concentrate on your writing skills. Take classes where you can build your writing.
You're listening to The Journey. My guest today is Professor Danielle Holly Walker, Dean of Howard University's School of Law, and I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Professor Holly Walker, let's just switch gears a little bit. We talk a lot about the civil rights era, how Howard University and its faculty impacted that.
Absolutely.
But as we look to the decades to come, it appears that we have to fight a slightly different war with slightly different weapons. The litigation in the courts that brought the Civil Rights Act and those type of the Voting Rights Act to bear, we're now looking at economic disparities, health disparities. What types of law practices can the law student at Howard University be looking forward to that can impact those? Should they look at corporate jobs as an example?
Absolutely. So for a very long time now, over 30 years or so, our law school has had a strong tradition in placing students into corporate law and corporate practice. And I think that's one of our strengths and something that we want the world to know, that we've been very successful in placing students. And we have lots of very successful partners in corporate law firms, again, creating more wealth in the community, looking to issues of income inequality. Also, areas like health law, which you just mentioned, are areas in which those are growing areas of practice. And we know that we're going to build strength in those areas. One of the areas where we have a key strength, and again, is incredibly important for our community, is intellectual property. We have an institute in intellectual property. We've been creating lots of very distinguished entertainment and sports lawyers for a long time, and growing that practice of intellectual property. We have an institute now. We have lots of courses in that area, and we want students to come to us who are interested in intellectual property and then place them and then grow that alumni community who works in the area.
Now, in terms of your plans around the faculty,
yes,
in terms of support and again, enriching the environment that they're in, would you discuss with us a couple of those plans that you have in place?
Absolutely. So we have very strong faculty at the law school. And again, I think it's growing around them the infrastructure that they need to better support the work that they already do. So, for example, we have our civil rights clinic led by Professor Addison Francois. They do tremendous work in terms of writing amicus briefs for Supreme Court cases. We had a student from his clinic who argued in front of the D.C. Circuit this year. So we want to build around him a civil rights center that we believe would be a powerful tool and also celebrate the legacy of Howard's Law School. And so things like that are where I want to focus, is building those critical centers and institutes around our faculty that are already achieving in very high ways.
Now, we discussed, again, the student that is coming to you, the preparation that you're bringing to them. Are there joint collaborations that you're looking at that would also afford students maybe, again, yet a different route, not just to your law school, but as they leave and go on their own journey?
Absolutely. So we have a very strong JD MBA program right now. We believe that's a natural synergy between people who want to work in the business world but have that legal foundation behind them, or do it the other way. Work in a legal field in which they're doing business litigation. I was a business litigator, a commercial litigator, and having something like an MBA is tremendous for someone who goes into those kinds of fields. And I think we also want to build those natural synergies, for example, between the law school and the education schools. So in all of that civil rights litigation that our lawyers have done over the years, a key area is education, building opportunities for the education school and the law school to work together. And we're working on things like a joint JD-MDiv, because we believe that lawyers who are interested in social justice, they're interested in all of the moral and theoretical underpinnings of the social justice movement, which include learning in divinity school.
You know, to your point, as you mentioned earlier, you mentioned Charles Hamilton Houston, he was once quoted as saying, and I read, "A lawyer's either a social engineer or a parasite in society. A social engineer is a highly skilled, perceptive, sensitive lawyer who understands the Constitution of the United States and knows how to explore its uses in the solving of problems of local communities and in bettering conditions of the underprivileged citizens."
Absolutely.
How does the current student today applying to law school for fall of this coming fall, how do you thread that needle and bring that to them with all of the things that are going on around them today?
I think that it comes in a lot of different parts. I think we bring it to them in the classroom by giving them examples. So when we're teaching criminal law, we don't teach it in a vacuum. We teach it from the perspective of the challenges that we're having right now. When we teach corporate law, we teach about the corporate crisis that happened in 2007 and 2008 and the need to be socially responsible when we talk about corporate law. So we use practical current examples to help them see how the use of the Constitution, the use of the criminal law, etc., can be used to bring more justice into the world. And so I think Houston was very much about that hands-on reaction. He would require the students to come after they finish class and work on current cases. And so when we have our clinics, what happened at Howard was really the first clinical setting for lawyers. And so we believe very strongly in our clinics and having it not just be a classroom experience, have the clinical experience, but also things like our pro bono program in which students are working right now to improve their community, having that holistic approach.
You know, my grandfather was a lawyer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and for many years, I told him I was going to go to law school until I finally decided to come to Howard to go to medical school. I told him he was disappointed when I was leaving, but mm-hmm. I think he has since forgiven me.
Yes, I'm sure
change.
He has.
When I look at his practice, and I spent a lot of time, interestingly, in his office observing people coming back and forth and him interacting. He had a single lawyer practice in Trinidad. Today, it appears that law firms have grown so large. And again, when you look at the student who comes to Howard having to go out and interview into that versus starting their own practice or joining the practice of a family member, how are you navigating that outcome in terms of career placement?
Yeah, it's especially interesting for us because we're unique. There's only probably about 15 law schools in the country where you have a significant number of large corporate law firms that come and recruit. And we have over 100 corporate law firms that come and recruit at Howard. So that means that for our students, a lot of our students will go into these very large corporate law firm settings. And that does take a unique preparation. But for the others, they're going to go into more small law firm practices. And with those students, actually with all of our students, but especially the ones who are going to go into practices like your grandfather's, where they're solo practitioners or in small practices, they need to get that whole gamut of knowledge. So they need to know family law, but they also need to know how to draft a will. And they also may need to know how to bring a federal civil rights claim for a client. So I think emphasizing with students taking all the classes and also getting that practical hands-on experience so that they can really help clients when they come out. For the ones that go into the corporate law firms, a lot of those corporate law firms have training that they give to students when they come in to teach you how to be the kind of lawyer that that firm most values. Not as much as they had, for example, when I came out of law school, but they still have that training that gives students the kind of background that they need. But we also emphasize with those students taking all the things that will give them the ability to be a great corporate lawyer, like corporations and securities law. We have a really strong securities law program at the law school that helps our students who are going into corporate practice.
Excellent. Thanks for being here. My guest today has been Professor Daniel Holly Walker, the Dean of the Howard University School of Law. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, right here on the Howard University Radio Network.